This is Side 12 of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, edited by Kevin Cotter. Continuing on page 347, your reader for this section is Yvonne Singletary. December the 1st, cultivate the contemplative dimension. If we look toward Jesus, we see that prior to any important decision or event, he recollected himself in intense and prolonged prayer. Let us cultivate the contemplative dimension, even amid the whirlwind of urgent and heavy duties. And the more the mission calls you to go out to the margins of existence, let your heart be more closely united to Christ's heart, full of mercy and love. Homily Mass with Seminarians and Novices, July 7, 2013. Reflection. What important decisions are before you right now? How can you draw closer to Jesus as you sort things out? Take time as you wake, in your prayer, in your thoughts throughout the day, and before bed, to ask God to guide your path. December 2nd. You do not need anything else. What must we do, Father? Look, read the Beatitudes. That will do you good. If you want to know what actually you have to do, read Matthew chapter 25, which is the standard by which we will be judged. With these two things, you have the action plan, the Beatitudes and Matthew 25. You do not need to read anything else. Address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. Read the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, and the last judgment scene in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. What stood out to you? What spoke to your life right now? Make a resolution to try to live out your insight this month. December 3rd. Who is against us? Even though it seems today that death in its various forms prevails, that history is governed by the rule of the strongest or the cleverest, and that hatred and ambition are the driving forces behind so much human strife, we are also utterly convinced that this sorry situation ultimately can and must change, because if God is for us, who is against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Only love can save us. Letter to the Priests, Religious, and Faithful of Buenos Aires, October 1st, 2012. Reflection. When faced with the attitudes and actions of hatred and ambition, are you tempted to fight back with evil? Do you sometimes despair? Talk with God about the times you feel helpless. Reflect on the times in Scripture when situations seemed dire or hopeless. Ask God to see the world through His eyes and in His presence. December 4th, early pilgrimage. Let us ask the Lord always to direct our minds and hearts to Him as living stones of the church, so that all that we do, our whole Christian life, may be a luminous witness to His mercy and love. In this way, we will make our way toward the goal of our earthly pilgrimage, toward that extremely beautiful shrine, the heavenly Jerusalem. Homily, Holy Mass with the Rite of Confirmation, April 28, 2013. Reflection. What path are you walking on? Are others able to see this path, for good or ill, through your example? December 5th. Do not be afraid. You were also talking about the fragility of faith, about how to overcome it. The worst enemy of a fragile faith, curious, isn't it, is fear. Do not be afraid. We are frail and we know it, but He is stronger. If you walk with Him, there is no problem. A child is very frail. I've seen many children today, but if they're with their father, with their mother, they're safe. With the Lord, we are safe. Address, Vigil of Pentecost, with the Ecclesial Movements, May 18th, 2013. Reflection. What do you fear? What keeps you up at night? Ask God to replace your fears with the joy of knowing His presence. December 6th. You are important to me. Feast of St. Nicholas. True joy does not come from things or from possessing. No. It is born from the encounter, from the relationship with others. It is born from feeling accepted, understood, and loved, and from accepting, from understanding, and from loving. And this is not because of a passing fancy, but because the other is a person. Joy is born from the gratuitousness of an encounter. It is hearing someone say, but not necessarily with words. You are important to me. This is beautiful, and it is these very words that God makes us understand. In calling you, God says to you, you are important to me. I love you. I am counting on you. Jesus says this to each one of us. Joy is born from that. Addressed to Seminarians and Novices, July 6, 2013. Reflection. In a season of possessions and gifts, how can you give the gift of presence to others? What steps can you take to let others know they are important to you? December 7th, the latest smartphone. Some will say, joy is born from possessions, so they go on a quest of the latest model of the smartphone, the fastest scooter, the showy car. But I tell you, it truly grieves me to see a priest or a sister with the latest model of a car. But this can't be. It can't be. You think, so do we now have to go by bicycle, Father? Bicycles are good. Monsignor Alfred rides a bicycle. He goes by bike. I think that cars are necessary because there is so much work to be done, and also in order to get about. But choose a more humble car, and if you like the beautiful one, only think of all the children who are dying of hunger. Addressed to the Seminarians and Novices, July 6, 2013. Reflection. Scripture says, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Luke 12:34. What is your ultimate treasure, and where is your heart right now? December 8th. Mary knew how to listen. Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Mary knew how to listen to God. Be careful. It was not merely hearing a superficial word, but it was listening that consists of attention, acceptance, and availability to God. It was not in the distracted way with which we sometimes face the Lord or others. We hear their words, but we do not really listen. Mary is attentive to God. She listens to God. Address, May 31st, 2013. Reflection. Mary listened attentively to the angel Gabriel when she was asked to be the mother of God. Attentive to the needs of her cousin Elizabeth, she went to her when Elizabeth needed help. She contemplated the events of the Nativity in her heart. What can you learn from Mary's witness? How does God want you to live out this season of Advent? December 9th. That is what God is like. God does not wait for us to go to Him, but it is He who moves toward us without calculation, without quantification. That is what God is like. He always takes the first step. He comes toward us. General Audience, March 27th, 2013. Reflection. Where is God calling you to be like Him and to take the first step toward others? Do you need to reconcile with someone? Do you need to show an act of kindness to someone in your life? December 10th. He shares in our journey. Jesus gives Himself to us in the Eucharist, shares in our journey. Indeed, He makes Himself food, the true food that sustains our life also in moments when the road becomes hard going and obstacles slow our steps. And in the Eucharist, the Lord makes us walk on His road, that of service, of sharing, of giving. And if it is shared, that little we have, that little we are, become riches, for the power of God, which is the power of love, comes down into our poverty to transform it. Amelie, May 30th, 2013. Reflection. Pray in front of the Eucharist for 15 minutes this week. Ask God to transform you through His great sacrament. December 11th. He pitched His tent amongst us. God came out of Himself to come among us. He pitched His tent among us to bring us to His mercy that saves and gives hope. Nor must we be satisfied with staying in the pen of the 99 sheep. If we want to follow Him and to remain with Him, we too must go out with Him to seek the lost sheep, the one that has strayed the furthest. Be sure to remember, out of ourselves, just as Jesus, just as God came out of Himself in Jesus, and Jesus came out of Himself for all of us. General Audience, March 27th, 2013. Reflection. The letter to the Philippians speaks of Jesus emptying Himself for us and becoming a servant. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. What can you learn from Christ's example? How is He asking you to come out of yourself for the sake of others? December 12th, entrusting the church to the Lord, Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. To pray for the church will do us good, and it will benefit the church. It will bring great joy and peace in us. It may not remove our trials, but it will make us strong. Thus, let us beg for this grace to have the habit of entrusting the church of the Lord. Amelie Domus Sancte Mate, April 30th, 2013. Reflection. What can you do to lift up your parish, religious sisters and brothers, your pastor, bishop, and pope in prayer? Can you add them to your intentions each day? Be at peace knowing they are in the Lord's hands. December 13th, the highway of our lives. This evening I would like a question to resound in the heart of each one of you, and I would like you to answer it honestly. Have I considered which idol lies hidden in my life that prevents me from worshiping the Lord? Worshiping is stripping ourselves of our idols, even the most hidden ones, and choosing the Lord as the center, as the highway of our lives. Amelie, April 14, 2013. Reflection. Take some time to think about Pope Francis's question. Have you considered which idol lies hidden in your life that prevents you from worshiping the Lord? December 14th. Contemplate beauty and goodness. But then we wonder, is this the world in which we are living? Creation retains its beauty, which fills us with awe, and it remains a good work. But there is also violence, division, disagreement, war. This occurs when man, the summit of creation, stops contemplating beauty and goodness and withdraws into his own selfishness. Vigil of Prayer for Peace, September 7th, 2013. Reflection. Take some time this week to contemplate God's beauty and goodness. Go on a hike. Take a drive in a scenic area. Be filled with awe. Contemplate beauty. December 15th. Not decorating life with a little religion. Jesus says to his disciples, "Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Luke chapter 12, verse 51. What does this mean? It means that faith is not a decorative or ornamental element. Living faith does not mean decorating life with a little religion, as if it were a cake and we were decorating it with a cream. No, this is not faith. Faith means choosing God as the criterion and basis of life. And God is not empty. God is not neutral. God is always positive. God is love, and love is positive. Angelus Address, August 13. Reflection. In this season of Advent, consider those areas in which your faith is merely ornamental. How can you make God the basis of your life, and not just something decorative? Cut out the things that only distract or take away from your focus on Him. Where Grace is Sold, December 16th. Is there any one of you who knows what grace costs? Where grace is sold, where I can purchase grace? No one can answer no. Do I go to buy it from the parish office? Perhaps grace is sold there. Does some priest sell grace? Listen to this carefully. Grace is neither bought nor sold. It is a gift of God and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us grace. He is the only one who can give us grace. It is a present. He is offering it to us. Let us accept it. Address, June 17, 2013. Reflection. In order to receive God's grace, we must make room for Jesus in our heart, letting Him become more as we become less. But how do we accept God's grace? The sacraments are one means. We receive God's very evident in the Eucharist, and we are forgiven by Christ Himself in the sacrament of penance. December 17th, He has been tempted as we are. How many difficulties are present in life of every individual, among our people, in the communities? Yet as great as these may seem, God never allows us to be overwhelmed by them. In the face of those moments of discouragement we experience in life, in our efforts to evangelize or to embody our faith as parents within the family, I would like to say forcefully, always know in your heart that God is by your side. He never abandons you. Let us never lose hope. Let us never allow it to die in our hearts. Amelie, World Youth Day, July 24, 2013. Reflection. Where do you feel overwhelmed or discouraged? Scripture says that we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sinning. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Talk to Jesus about the challenges you face, knowing that he went through many trials himself. December 18th. May his mercy enter. Let us ask Jesus now for the grace to open our hearts so that his mercy may enter. Let's say, "Yes, Lord, I am a sinner. I am a sinner because of this and because of that. Come, come and justify me before the Father. Only love can save us." Amelie, September 24th, 2011. Reflection. An examination of conscience is a beautiful tradition in the church. Find a guide to this practice in a book, online, or at your parish, and use it each day this week. See if it helps you draw near to Jesus. December 19th. To become incarnate. Jesus seems to show no mercy to those who have taken the reality of a God who is close, God who is walking with his people, who became man, and distilled it along with their many traditions and made it simply an idea, purely a precept, thereby alienating so many people. Indeed, Jesus will accuse these people of being proselytizers of proselytizing. They go halfway around the world to look for someone to proselytize, and then they burden them with all their laws and precepts. They alienate people. Jesus taught us another way, that of going out to give witness, going out to take a concern for brothers and sisters, going out to share, going out to inquire, to become incarnate. Only love can save us. Amelie, September 2nd, 2012. Reflection. What is the difference between someone who makes Jesus into just an idea versus someone who shares the faith by going out and encountering others? What do their lives look like? How can you avoid making Jesus into a set of rules and instead let him be as he is, a reality? December 20th. He always makes himself heard. Jesus does not always pass in our life with a miracle, even though he always makes himself heard. Always. And when the Lord passes by, what happened here, the miraculous catch of the fish by Peter, James, and John, always occurs. He tells us something. He makes us understand something. Then he says a word to us, which is a promise. He asks something of us in our way of life. He asks us to give up something, to renounce something. He then gives us a mission. Amelie Domus Sancti Marte, September 5th, 2013. Reflection. Where is God making himself heard in your life? What is he asking you to give up or renounce? What mission is he calling you on? Recommit yourself to what he is telling you. Double your efforts to respond to the Lord's call. December 21st. Proof that God is not with him. Humility is what gives assurance that the Lord is there. When someone is self-sufficient, when he has all the answers to every question, it is proof that God is not with him. On heaven and earth, Pope Francis on faith, family, and the church in the 21st century. Reflection. Saint Ignatius of Loyola once said, "Pray as though everything depended on God. Work as though everything depended on you." Where is God calling you to trust more in him? Where is he calling you to work harder? Ask for the grace to live out of this balance. December 22nd. Mutated hearts. Love is the greatest power for the transformation of reality because it pulls down the walls of selfishness and fills the ditches that keep us apart. This is the love that comes from a mutated heart, from a heart of stone that has been turned into a heart of flesh, a human heart. Address, June 17th, 2013. Reflection. Reflect on your own heart. What parts of it are stony? What parts are mutated? Where do you need healing so that you can better love others? December 23rd. The logic of gospel. Jesus' disciple renounces all his possessions because in Jesus he has found the greatest good, in which every other good receives its full value and meaning. Family ties, other relationships, work, cultural and economic goods, and so forth. The Christian detaches him or herself from all things and rediscovers all things in the logic of the gospel, the logic of love and service. Angelus Address, September 8, 2013. Reflection. Take a moment to think about your own logic of love and service toward family, work, and your possessions. Do you value Jesus the most? Do you make the logic of the gospel a priority? December 24th. This is interesting. God is joyful. Christmas Eve. God is joyful. This is interesting. God is joyful. And what is the joy of God? The joy of God is forgiving. The joy of God is forgiving. The joy of a shepherd who finds his little lamb. The joy of a woman who finds her coin. It is the joy of a father welcoming home the son who was lost, who was as though dead and has come back to life, who has come home. Here is the entire gospel. Here, the whole gospel, all of Christianity is here. But make sure that it is not sentiment. It is not being a do-gooder. On the contrary, mercy is the true force that can save man and the world from the cancer that is sin, moral evil, spiritual evil. Only love fills the void. The negative chasms that evil opens in hearts and in history. Only love can do this, and this is God's joy. Angelus Address, September 15, 2013. Reflection. God wants to forgive you. He wants you to know his mercy and to give this mercy to others. How can your life better reflect this reality? Do you need to go to confession more frequently? Do you need to more readily forgive others? Ask God what he wants you to do with his great gift of mercy. December 25th. God has a real face. Christmas. After Jesus has come into the world, it is impossible to act as if we do not know God, or as if he were something that is abstract, empty, a purely nominal reference. No, God has a real face. He has a name. God is mercy. God is faithfulness. He is life, which is given to us all. Angelus Address, August 11th, 2013. Reflection. What does the gift of Christmas mean to you? How does Jesus' birth make your faith more real and more human? Celebrate the joy of his arrival. December 26th. The Blood of Martyrs. Feast of St. Stephen. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. 1 Corinthians 12 and 26. This is the law of the Christian life, and in this sense we can say that there is also an ecumenism of suffering. Just as the blood of the martyrs was a seed of strength and fertility for the church, so too the sharing of daily sufferings can become an effective instrument of unity. Address, May 10, 2013. Reflection. The martyrs of the church show us how to embrace suffering for the faith. Where is God calling you to suffer? How can this suffering help you to be unified with others? Find time to hear someone else's struggles and make a point to pray for them. December 27th. The New Things of God. You see, the new things of God are not like the novelties of the world, all of which are temporary. They come and go, and we keep looking for more. The new things of God gives to our lives are lasting, not only in the future, when we will be with him, but today as well. God is even now making all things new. The Holy Spirit is truly transforming us, and through us he also wants to transform the world in which we live. Amelie, Holy Mass with the Rite of Confirmation, April 28, 2013. Reflection. What temporary things in life do you hold on to? Where is God asking you to move on or to let go? How can you release these things in your heart and invite the Holy Spirit to give you something greater and lasting? The Gospel of Life. Feast of the Holy Innocents. there is the idea that rejecting God, the message of Christ, the gospel of life, will somehow lead to freedom, to complete human fulfillment. As a result, the living God is replaced by fleeting human idols, which offer the intoxication of a flash of freedom, but in the end bring new forms of slavery and death. Amelie, June 16, 2013. Reflection. In your life, where are you tempted to choose death over life? Where do you choose selfishness over the gift of self? Make it a priority to give of yourself in a true and meaningful way to others this week. December 29th, Ancient Rule for Pilgrims. There's an ancient rule for pilgrims which St. Ignatius adopts, and which is why I know it. In one of his rules, he says that the person accompanying the pilgrim must walk at his or her pace, not going on ahead or falling behind. In other words, I envisage a church that knows how to walk with men and women along the path. The pilgrim's rule will inspire us. Address, September 21st, 2013. Reflection. Whom is God calling you to walk beside? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk at the same pace, accompanying others where they are, not where you'd like them to be. December 30th, Grow and Become Strong. The Gospel of St. Luke tells us that in the family of Nazareth, Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Our Lady does just this for us. She helps us grow as human beings and in the faith, to be strong and never to fall into the temptation of being human beings and Christians in a superficial way, but to live responsibly, to strive even higher. Address, May 4th, 2013. Reflection. It's been said that it takes about a month to form a habit. Consider an area of your life where you need to grow in virtue, and spend the next month developing and corresponding good behavior. Entrust this habit-forming time to Mary. December 31st. No peace without truth. Francis of Assisi tells us we should work to build peace. But there is no true peace without truth. There cannot be true peace if everyone in his own criterion, if everyone can always claim exclusively his own rights, without at the same time caring for the good of others, if everyone on the basis of the nature that unites every human being on this earth. Address, March 22nd, 2013. Reflection. Where can you find the truth that can give you peace? Take time to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Make it a New Year's resolution to read just one paragraph each day in the coming year. His truth will bring you peace. This is the end of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, edited by Kevin Cotter. Copyright 2013 by Libreria Editriz Vaticana. Read in the studios of Sight into Sound, Houston, Texas.